Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, T-Bo, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. I'd like to thank all my listeners on today. We're going to have a Holy Ghost good time. So you can go ahead, you know, some can text while they talk, some can tweet while they talk. So, amen, glory to God. Whatever you can do, do it. But let them know that it's going down on this day. Amen. We're going to go ahead with a couple of announcements. I want to start with on yesterday. We had none other than Faith Come By Hearing, Elder Bertha Askew. Oh, my God, that was a word, glory to God, in season. If you missed that word, you can go back and hear it on demand. But when Elder came online on yesterday, she came on with the fire of God. It was just so awesome. The show came on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern. You know, Elder is talking about a lot about leadership and hanging around with, she had a couple of other names, glory to God, Boom Boom Lim and all, you know, Elder was on it. So if you didn't hear it, go back and hear it on demand. It was pre-recorded, so you can go back and listen. But it was an awesome show. I enjoyed it. And the word of God was spoken on yesterday. She came on with the fire, and she ended up with the fire. And that's the way it should be. We thank God for Elder's show on yesterday. Amen. And that was Saturday. Glory to God. And then we have the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I'm the first Hour of Power, and this show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, every Sunday. You know, it's good when you can listen to the Word of God, you know, in your own home. You don't even have to leave home sometimes. You can just hear the Word of God all week long. And we are called the Hour of Power. I'm going to give you a 30-minute window break right there. And then the next hour that you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. I want to make sure you go over and show Minister Elaine some love, because, you know, God is moving. He moves in more than just one person. You know, in the Bible, he said he has no respect of person. He can use whomever he want to use. So if you listen, amen, you come with an open ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, then you'll get just what you need, glory to God. But if you come with a closed mind and, you know, that's just that person, this person, you get nothing. So come with a level of expectation to all the shows and get what you need from God, glory to God. And if you move on up just a little bit further, we have Wild Radio Tuesday night. Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. And the show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern. Now, if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, here's what I need you to do. I need you to go on Facebook. You can do it right now and hit them up, inbox them, let them know what the need may be. And they will get back with you. You know, the doors are open. You know, sometimes some doors just swing open a little bit, you know, and then they'll swing back closed. But I've been saying these doors have been open for a while. The doors are open. Whatever you feel you may need, glory to God. And you may just need some prayer. Well, hook up with them, glory to God, and see what the Lord has in store for you. You know, you can't remain the same year after year after year after year. Well, I know God's calling me. Well, where is he calling you to? Glory to God. And I'm sure that they can help you. Amen. And get you on your way and help you in this season. But you don't want to be caught with your work undone, because all of us have a work to do, and some just may not know how to get to the work that they need to do. So here's what I need you to do. Go online. Hit them up. Apostle Yvonne Rouse, which you'll find Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Inbox them. Let them know, and they will get back with you. And then I want to encourage you to partner with us. And in partnering with us, you will receive many, 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 many perks. We're only asking for $25 or more. So come on now. You know, you can sometimes go out and eat and you've spent $25 and don't know what you spend it on. I know someone told me, they said, well, we went to just one of the local restaurants, you know, and we spent it was $26 for me and them to eat. And she said, my God, what did I get? So you see, you can spend $25 there eating out. Well, why don't you just spend $25 where you can be placed on a personal prayer list and be prayed for, glory to God, and you will also receive many, many perks. Now, that's what I'm talking about right there. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and partner with us. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now and open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Father God, we thank you, Lord, how you watched over us and protected us, Lord God, from hurt, harm, and danger. Father God, I pray right now, Lord God, for anyone, Lord God, who's going through, Lord God, any illness, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, and those who are going through, I hear stress. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to heal them from the stress that they're going through, Lord. Father, you said cast all your cares upon you because you're the one that cares for our very, very soul. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that they're healed, healthy, and whole right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, whatever's bothering them, Lord, whether it's financial reasons, Lord God, or whether it's just distress from a job, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to just go in, Lord, and do a work and take care of that situation because we know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said we have not cost, we ask not. So, Lord, we ask you, God, to help them and clean them up, Lord God. Whatever's going on the inside, Lord God, make them strong enough, Lord God, and learn how to pray and to reach heaven above in the name of Jesus, oh God. Huh? Not let them hit, miss, and skip. Huh? That's why the prayers are not being answered. Oh, good God Almighty, in the mighty name of Jesus. But let them be consistent in their prayers, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the children, Lord God, that have gone back to school, oh Lord. We pray, God, let them be obedient to their teachers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we ask the parents to help them, Lord God, along the way, Lord God. Know where they are. Know what they're doing. Know what they're watching. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Know who they're hanging around, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them keep up with them, Lord God, to know what they're doing every time of the day, Lord, any time of the day, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. But you are a miracle-working God. You are a healing God. And, Lord, we know that you can heal everywhere, Lord God, and anywhere they hurt, Lord, all across the nation, Lord God. Oh, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your healing power on this line on today. We thank you, Lord God, my God, for just healing the people, Lord God, all across the land. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's someone who's just really, really, they are really stressed. They're stressed to the point to where your heart is beating so, so fast. Glory to God. And you're like, what is going on? You know, I'm having this, my heart is just pumping and pounding away. You are stressed out to the max. Glory to God. Now, if you're on the line, you press the 1. If you're listening by way of, I'm going to pray anyway. So just get ready to catch it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't see anybody press the 1. Amen. To come in. So we're going to go ahead and I'm going to pray for that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for that person that's stressed so bad, Lord God, till their heart is just pounding, Lord God, and their chest is beating so, so fast. God, I ask you, Lord God, to give them the peace. Let the peace of God rest on them like never before, Lord God, because you're the only one, Lord God. You are the Prince of Peace. So, Lord, I speak peace to their situation right now in the name of Jesus. Whew. I thank you, Lord God, that the peace of God is resting up on them like never before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. You know, sometimes you can stress yourself out so much, glory to God, till you don't know, like the elderly people say, you don't know if you're going or you're coming. Hallelujah. Well, that's not a good thing. There ought to be someone that you can trust to go to and tell these situations to. Don't just sit, I see you holding your head, glory to God, holding your heart, glory to God. You're not eating, hallelujah. You're not getting your nutrients that you need, hallelujah, glory to God. There ought to be someone that you should be able to talk to help you with the stress. I know you can't talk to everybody, but there ought to be someone that you can go to, amen, glory to God, that can help you with all the stress that you go through. Because you don't want to walk through life just stressed out, don't know, amen, you're riding down the road, you're having anxiety attacks and all this different stuff. That's where it all comes from. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. So there ought to be someone that you can go to. You know, someone said, well, I can't talk to them. No, it ought to be someone you can go to outside the perimeter of people that you hang around, and they can help you and help and encourage you not to be so stressful and don't stress yourself out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So we're going to go ahead on with the word of God on today. I'm going to be coming from the second book of Kings, chapter 2. The second book of Kings, chapter 2. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah, my God. Oh, glory to God. We're going to get into our message, but hold up just a minute. You know, I see someone, hallelujah, you were an infant, glory to God, and they gave you away as an infant, hallelujah. They said they couldn't take care of you. And you're still holding that grudge because they gave you away as an infant. They couldn't take care of you. But you led a better life, hallelujah. You went on to college, hallelujah, and you succeeded in life. You have a college degree where you couldn't have gotten it with those people that you were with. So, you know, everything ain't bad. Hallelujah. It was a good thing. They realized that they couldn't take care of you, so they gave you away. It's okay. Hallelujah. They just gave you into a better life. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord say you became a minister, and they gave you into a better life. So it's okay. So don't hold grudges. Hallelujah. Just look where you are at this point. If you had stayed where you were, hallelujah, you may not have gotten the life that you have now because you have a college degree. You are a minister. Understand, God will take you out of a place, hallelujah, and put you into another place where you can go and succeed in life, hallelujah. My God. So, you know, you got to quit holding a grudge. You got to go ahead and forgive it, hallelujah. Forgive them. They couldn't do what this other person did for you. So it's okay. It's all right. They gave you away as an infant. It's okay. You got a better life. Hallelujah. But go ahead and forgive them so you can continue to move on in God's goodness and his greatness, glory to God. Because if you don't, then you're holding yourself back for whatever he has for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Now we can get into the message. Hallelujah. Chapter 2 of 2 Kings. You know, I love the book of Kings. Hallelujah. When someone discussed it with me, and I just love the stories and different things in Kings because everything in here now is really what's going on now. You know, they say Old Testament, New Testament. Yes, but you know, a lot of the things are happening right now. You know, it's line on line, precept on precept. The Old Testament and the New Testament all correlates together. Hallelujah. It's just a matter of what you're thinking. Hallelujah. You know, you can't have one without the other. It's just like you can't wear one shoe. Hallelujah. Go out, go to work, and you ain't got on the other shoe, right? Amen. Okay, let's work with it. Hallelujah. Chapter 2, 2 Kings. And I'm gonna title this message, Stay Connected. You know, sometimes you get disconnected, but when you're connected, hallelujah, to those that will lead and guide you, it's a blessing in that. You know, because sometimes people can get in a place to where, you know, I know more than my leaders. I know more than they know. You know, yes, I knew it. Now, learn to have a listening ear. Yeah, you might have known it, but learn to listen. Because what it is he's bringing confirmation. The Lord is bringing confirmation to you. That's what it is. What you already knew, amen, they're adding to what you already know. It's not that they're trying to take it away from you. Hallelujah, glory to God. And when you're going to need what they got, so just learn to listen. You know, so many times, hallelujah, I know y'all said she's talking, amen, but it's okay, glory to God, listen, hallelujah. When you get in a place where you've been trained for, you know, let's just say maybe a year or two, then you think you're over everybody else. You know more. No, you don't know what they know. A lot of things they don't even tell you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So they're trying to give you little bit by little bit. And so you can walk up the steps and you, whenever you get in that place, hallelujah, you won't faint. Oh, good God Almighty. And that's what it is. So just learn to stay connected. Let's read right here with somebody who stayed connected. Hallelujah. They didn't try to go over them, but they stayed connected to get what they got. Let's see. And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into the heavens by a whirlwind that Elijah went with Elijah from Gilgal. See right here, it's going to come a time when you know, you're getting what you're getting now from your leaders, but it's going to come a time when they may not be there. You know, hallelujah. And see, you'll already have, amen, what they had to give you and imparted on the inside of you for you to continue on your journey. And that way you won't have to faint and fall out saying, oh my, I don't know what I'm going to do now. I don't know how. I just don't know. See right here, there was going to come a time when he was going to go up, hallelujah, in the heavenly realm, glory to God. And see, he was going to have to hold tight and get what he needs so he could continue on the journey. And that's where they try to get you to continue on the journey. You know, they can walk you through just so much, you know, just like little baby steps and tip-tap and walk, but you got to listen. You got to be able to listen. You got to be able to learn. You got to be able to discern, hallelujah. And they'll tell you and teach you all that. That's why it's so important to do what? Stay connected. Let's move on to. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elijah said unto him, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. See, he stuck by him. So you got to be able to stick by your leaders. Glory to God. Stick by those who are leading you and guiding you. Yes, the Lord leads you and guides you. Yes, but he also put people, amen, in your life that can help you, that can walk you through step by step. The Lord's going to give you, yes, stuff that you need. When you pray, he's going to give you the discerning of the spirit. But don't get too crazy with it. Glory to God. Some say, oh, yeah, my discerning spirit went off. Yes, yes, maybe it did. Glory to God. But they'll teach you how to know the right discerning of the spirit. And it won't be just a familiar spirit. Okay, let's move on. Verse 3. And the sons of the prophet that were at Bethel forth to Elijah and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. See, he wasn't ready to lose him yet. Hallelujah. That's what it was. That's why he said, hold your peace. I don't want to hear that. He wasn't ready to lose him. But see, he was stuck by him. He said, I ain't going to leave you. He stuck by him, and he was listening and getting what he had. Hallelujah. In other words, he was soaking it up just like a sponge. You know, when your leaders are talking, just be quiet and listen. You know, this is what the Lord is saying. Listen. I'm like, okay, all right, let's write that down then. Let's jot it down. We'll go back and we'll read that and see. And the Lord will bring it back to your remembrance. Do you remember when they told you this, that this would happen and this would happen? Oh, yeah, let me go look it up. Got the date, who said it, and everything. Glory to God, yes. And that's what you do. And you say, yes, Lord, I got it. And go back and look it up. He'll bring it back to your remembrance, you see. And he told them to hold their peace. Yes, I know that. I don't want to hear that. See, but he stuck right there. He stayed there. He didn't try to get over him. He stayed right there, and he was canning while he can what he could. Glory to God. Let's move on. And Elijah said unto him, Elijah, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. See, he followed him. you know, where he went. He didn't. I didn't read nowhere. He said, wait a minute, hold up. Why are you going there? What you doing that for? He didn't say none of that. He just obeyed what he was telling him to do, because he was setting him up for greatness after he's gone on, glory to God. He was setting him up so he would have what he needs to go along and continue the journey. You know, your leaders will set you up, hallelujah, if you'll listen. But if you don't listen, then you won't get fed up. That's just the way it works. Let's move on to verse 5. And the sons of the prophet that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. See, they told him again. See, the warning was coming. But you know what? They were warning him, letting him know. You know, listen at what he's telling you. Listen at, look at what he's doing. All the things that he has done. Look at the great things that he has done. So that's what you got to look at, hallelujah. And they're setting you up and telling you, hallelujah, setting you up for greatness. He was setting him up so he could continue on the journey. So he can go over here and get this one here. Go over there and get that one here. Go along the journey and be able to hear from the Lord like he was hearing, like Elijah was hearing from the Lord. So you'll know to get in quiet places and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And go over here and make sure you pray for Sister Susie. Glory to God, hallelujah. Go over here and get that bump. Oh, that thing that done swole on a leg. It was a bump in the beginning. And then it swole up, hallelujah. And it became a great big, amen. Oh, my God, thing on a leg. God, oh, glory to God. So you can go over there and pray for it, and it'll go down in Jesus' name. So that's what he was setting him up for, for the greatness, hallelujah. So he could carry on after he's gone. And you see, they were warning him. And letting them know, get what you need to get, because he's going to take him away. Hallelujah. And that was the second time. Hallelujah. Let's move on. My God, hallelujah. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth and thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they two went on. See, he was traveling along with him. Never, I didn't read here. Wait, so hold up. Why are we going to all these places? See, he was going to all them places, and you know he was performing some type of miracle in these places, glory to God. So he wanted them, you know, you need to look and see what I'm doing. He said, tarry here with me. And he did. Everywhere he went, he went. He didn't ask no questions. You know, hallelujah. I know there may be some that you cannot follow, but you know there are those that are really righteous, that live for the Lord. Yeah, everybody you can't follow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you got to know and ask God, is this where I'm supposed to be? You know, it's been many years. You know, I was once in a place, hallelujah, and I'm like, okay, Lord, I know I'm drying up. I just say I'm drying up, hallelujah. Glory to God. I ain't getting no water. Lord, I need your help. You need to tell me where I need to be, because I can't. I'm spiritually drying. I'm spiritually being drained. I said, so I need your help. You need to tell me what you want me to do, and I'm going to do it. I said, now, I need somebody. I want someone that's going to help me and feed me and give food to my soul to help me on this journey, because you're calling me to be a prophet, but I'm not near that. So I need you to help me. When you cry out earnestly to the Lord, then guess what? He's going to send you to that place, hallelujah. But guess what? He ain't going to just send you up to that place all at once. What he's going to do, he's going to lead you. He's going to guide you, hallelujah. He said, do this, number one. Do this, number two. And after you do this, number two, I just stopped in the tracks and just, I was just in that place, and I just stayed there for a while, you know, and I was just resting. I said, okay, Lord, I ain't moving till I rest right here. I'm going to rest right here, and then you tell me what you want, what else you want me to do. So I rested in this place, and someone I know introduced me to Apostle Yvonne Rounds and Pastor Joseph Rounds. Glory to God, hallelujah. And I'm like, okay, now, this is what I need, Lord. You know, I've been asking you to help me, and now where do you want me to be? That's the thing about it. Some people just say, well, I don't like to be up under this one and that one. Cut all that stuff out. Learn how to be a servant first. If you can serve in your own church, and if you serve well now, If you, some people don't serve well. But if you can serve well, then you can be up under people. It don't even matter. As long as we all preach in righteousness, we live in right, hallelujah, and we all got that Holy Ghost in us, so the discerning of the Spirit to lead and guide us. I know some said, you know, they don't want to speak in tongues and all that, but you know what? That's where your strength comes from. That will help you overcome any adversity you got to go through. So I'm here to tell you, baby, get it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you know, he did. He told me, he said, this is what I want you to do. I want you to be there and be right there. You know, and that's why I asked them, will they? And I said, okay. And in the beginning, hallelujah, I'm like, okay, Lord, you told me to do this, and that's what I'm going to do. And so I asked, and she said, yes, glory to God. See, that's what I'm talking about. And I'm still hanging on, and I'm going to hang on, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hanging on about a year, glory to God. I'm going to stay right there connected. That's when you got to just stay in a place. Some people move because they want to go, and they're thinking that they can go and get something else somewhere else better. You know, but it's not like that. Don't leave in a mess. Make sure if you're going to do something and God is calling you out to do. Well, what he's going to do, he's going to tell your leaders first. Glory to God. Make sure you leave in a right way. And that way you don't have to get out there and get tore up. Hallelujah. Remember the seven sons of Sceva. Remember, Jesus, I know, but who are you? Rip the clothes out, throw them up from the floor up, you know, cut the toenails and all that good stuff and send them on their way. Hallelujah. So you don't want to be left out there alone. I mean, that's just a side note. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. And 50 men of the son of the prophet, verse 7, went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. That's verse 8. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the water, and they were divided hither and thither. That means they were divided to the left, to the right. Glory to God. So that they too went on dry ground. You see, he was learning and he was going behind Elijah. He was learning a lot because he was getting ready, hallelujah, to take the place. He asked for, you know, well, hold up. I don't want to get ahead of myself. But he was getting ready. He was preparing him to get ready because he already been heard. He had already heard that he was going to be taken away. So he was preparing him for what's to come. And that's what he was doing. He was following him, and he was learning what to do and what not to do and how to do it and how to stay righteous. Hallelujah. And I'm hearing not to even be bitter because God had placed him in that place, and he was there learning. Oh, my God. That's good, not to be bitter because God had placed him over him. Glory to God. Let's move on. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elijah, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elijah said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. He was saying, if you see me when I'm taken up, you can have that double portion But if you don't see me when I go up, ascending on high, then you won't get it. Glory to God. Well, you know what? He was saying, if you stick close to me and watch what I do and do what I do and do what I tell you to do, then guess what? You're going to get it. Hallelujah. If you're under leaders that's leading and guiding you, if you do what they say do, then you'll get, hallelujah, what they got, hallelujah, glory to God. Because what's on the leader is going to trigger down, hallelujah, to you. But if you don't get it, and you stray to the right, to the left, then you won't get it, glory to God. If you always want to tell them how to do it and what to do in the ministry that God has called them over, then you won't get it. That's just plain and simple. Hallelujah. You know, this is an awesome word. I hope everybody's listening on the World Wide Web because this is an awesome word from the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what we want. Words that's going to help us. You know, we don't always want those feel-good sermons, you know, let's preach about me getting that $1 million. $1 million may not be what you need right then. You might need somebody to give you some financial counseling. Let's move it on. Glory to God. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elijah saw it and cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. You know, he seen it when he go up. He saw it. Hallelujah. And he stuck right there by it. So guess what? He got a chance to get it. Glory to God. When he was telling him, if you could see me, when I go up, you can get that double portion that you're asking for. Hallelujah. The double portion, amen. He wanted to be blessed with the prophetic gift. Hallelujah. And everything that he saw Elijah do, and you know, and doing miracles and helping people and all those things. You know, that's what he was asking for, a double portion, so he could continue on the ministry, even the stress that he had, so he wouldn't get fearful. Hallelujah. On his walk and on his journey, he can go on and he can get people healed and set free, and then he can go and whatever the need may be and help them out, hallelujah, and speak it and it come into existence. So that's what you should be doing. You should be watching and listening to what your leaders do and listen at what they're saying and what they're telling you to do. Because look what happened here. He got it because he stuck by Elijah. He didn't move, hallelujah. He said, well, I pray that you stay right here. And he said, I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to stay here. I want to see what you're doing. I want to see how you get it. I want to see how what you do when you pray. I want to listen and hear what you're telling the Lord to do. I want to know, hallelujah, how you get, hallelujah, your death to get back and behave. Oh, good God Almighty. I want to know how you get the devil to be still. I want to know, hallelujah, how do you get your prayers through? I want to know, how do you save souls? I want to know, hallelujah, glory to God. What can you do, hallelujah, when you get the Holy Ghost? I want to know how to have the discerning of the spirit realm, hallelujah. I want to know to call your cabinets to be fulfilled, glory to God. I want to know when you smack the waters, hallelujah, glory to God, and they parted, hallelujah. I want to know when you anoint the water, hallelujah, and you said place it over the doorpost. I want to know healing in the water. How do I get the healing in the water? Good God Almighty. So he didn't move. He stayed right there with him to know all these things. Glory to God. Let's move on to 13th. Hallelujah. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and tether, and Elijah went over. Now look right here. If he had not stayed under the man of God, he wouldn't have known, hallelujah, who to call on. He wouldn't have known anything. He wouldn't have known what to do, hallelujah. And he stayed right there, and he got what he got by staying there and being obedient when he told him, don't go nowhere. Stay right here. I want you to stay here. He said, I'm not going. I'm not going to leave you. And he stayed there. Now, just think, if he had went out there doing his own thing and not listening to what he was trying to teach it and tell it, he wouldn't have been able to smoke the waters. He might have smoked them, but they wasn't going to move, hallelujah. He might have created just a little wave, you know, glory to God. But they wouldn't move, hallelujah. They wouldn't go to the left and part to the right. He wouldn't have been able to go through on dry land. Don't you know, amen, when he got there to the water, I can imagine in my mind, he was just saying, okay, now let me see if it works, glory to God, because that was his first time doing, you know, something, hallelujah, on his own, because he always had the man of God there, Elijah, so he didn't really, you know, he was listening and gleaning from him, right? So that's what he did. When he got there and he smoked the waters, he was saying, oh, my God, good God Almighty, hallelujah. And don't you know that just boosted him up right then? He said, okay, I'm ready to continue on this journey, glory to God. Let's move on down to 15. And when the sons of the prophets were, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doeth rest on Elijah. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. 16. And they said unto him, behold, now there there be with thy servant 50 strong men. Let them go, we pray thee, and seek thy master. Lest preadventure the Spirit of the Lord hath taken him up and cast him upon some mountain or into some valley. And he said, yea, ye shall not see it. He was telling them, you know, he saw him go up. He saw the chariot of fire. So he wasn't, he was telling them, no, y'all don't need to go and do that. Don't go looking for him, because he knows the mantle that fell down on him. And see, Elijah had already told him, if you see me when I go up, you will get a double portion. But if you don't see me, then you won't get it. See, he was already believing what the man of God had said. So it was done. But they thinking that, okay, he just gone over to some mountain. Really, it was their little curiosity. Hallelujah. They just wanted to go and see if it was so. They saw that it was on him. Glory to God. But they just want to go and look at it, well, thinking that he was up on the mountaintop somewhere. No, no, no. He had been taken up to heaven. And he knew that it was on him, so he was good. He didn't need them to go and look. Hallelujah. It was okay. He said, no, it's okay. I'm not going to send you. Let's see what happens. And when they urged him till he was ashamed, and he said, send. They sent therefore 50 men, and they sought 3 days, but found him not. See, they didn't find him. Hallelujah. They didn't find him. He was gone up to heaven. He knew they wasn't. They just kept badgering him. Let us go. Let us go. Let us go see if we can find him. Let us go. Let us go. Well, he had saw the chariot of fire taking him up. Hallelujah. He knew they weren't going to find him. He knew it. And when they came again to him, for he tarried at Jericho, he said unto them, did I not say unto you, go not? He said, I told y'all not to go. He ain't there. He's up in heaven, glory to God. Don't y'all listen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, ain't that something, you know, just think about it now. He was the mighty man of God at that time right there. And they wouldn't listen to him. So you got to be able to listen when your leaders is telling you and teaching you something. You got to be able to listen. You come to the shows and everything, and you hear, they say, you know, Jesus is returned soon. And you can hear it even in the heavenly realms, people saying, well, you know what? They've been saying that forever and ever. Well, baby, hallelujah. You know, plants die, right? True enough. Hallelujah. You know, nothing lives forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Even some die and they spring back out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's just the way the world is also. Hallelujah. So you got to know that, hallelujah, to get what you can and why you can. Because guess what? Jesus is to return soon. And those who have leaders, hallelujah, understand, they're not trying to get nothing from you. They're trying to get everything to you. Hallelujah. You know, some say, well, they just want to get my money. That's why they telling me to come on and join. Well, listen, if that's all, you got to, them $25 going to help them to go to Hawaii, New York, Tennessee, Texas, and all these great places, then you probably need to keep them $25, because I'm telling you, that ain't going to work when you get ready to buy a plane ticket. It's just a little humor now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's not going to work. Glory to God. Now, $25, now, I know you said it. I hear somebody come out, but in a year's time, it add up. Add up your $25. See how much it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, it ain't like you can buy no, hey, man, what is it, Michael Kors and all this good stuff. You ain't able to do none of that. It's just that, you know, you have to keep ministry going. You have to pay the light bill. You got to use computer. And then you have to upgrade and do different stuff. Hallelujah, glory to God, because they ever yet upgrading stuff, and then that means you have to upgrade, hallelujah, with pay, and get more. So come on, you know, that is something to think about, glory to God. But he told them, don't go. He said, I did not tell you don't go, but they still decided they wanted to go. So he said, okay, y'all go ahead, you ain't gonna find nothing. He knew it, so he said, go on, go look for 3 days, and didn't find nothing. So whenever they're telling you and trying to explain stuff to you, always make sure you jot it down. Because then you can go back and you can feast on it. You can read it over and over again. If you don't understand it, I'm sure you can ask somebody or call them. They'll help you with it. Hallelujah. You know, some just won't do it unless the leaders are there, but, you know, they'll also raise up others to help you too, because, you know, it's good. We all work together. You know, you can't just wear them out. Hallelujah. It's good to pull on them, but don't pull too much where you pull them down, you know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But always lend a helping hand to pray for them and ask God to keep them strong. Glory to God. So they'll be able to give you, amen, an answer in season and out of season. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 19. And the men of the city said unto Elijah, behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant as my Lord seeth. But the water is naught, and the ground is barren. And he said, bring me a new cruse, and put salt therein. And they brought it to him. And he went forth unto the spring of the water, and cast the salt in there, and said, thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters, and there shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. You see what I'm talking about right here? Glory to God. See, if he hadn't stayed up under the man of God and listened at what he was saying and what he was telling them to do, there's no way he would have known what to do. Now think about it. He said, bring me some salt. He wouldn't have known all that if he hadn't stayed right there under the man of God. So he could have got the teaching that he needed to go and heal those waters, and it will not be any more death in it. Oh, my God. And he wouldn't have known, you know, that you got to live right in order to speak these words. Hallelujah. You can't be over here with Lucy. You can't be over here with Chuck. You can't be over here with one of the elders, Kool-Aid. You can't be over here with Knock-Knock Nim. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. You can't be over there doing all that. You can't be hanging out in the clubs. Hallelujah. You can't be hanging around with those who don't want what you want. Hallelujah. In other words, don't want God. Hallelujah. They'll say, well, yeah, I know the Lord. But, yeah, you know him, you know. But why are you sinning? Hallelujah. You know, I had this discussion, you know, last night. You know, sometimes people will come and they'll sit and they want to discuss. Then I'll discuss. But it said, you know, he'll make room for your gift. He didn't say it. I had to, well, listen, y'all need to hear me now. Okay, I am a prophet, and I'm bringing the word of the Lord. No, I didn't do none of that. Hallelujah. I was just sitting in the chair, you know, and just comfortable, you know, laid back. Okay, glory to God. And you know, these people, young people come in, and they wanted to talk, and, you know, I'm sitting there listening. Yeah, me and one of my other siblings just listening at him, and my sibling, amen, glory to God. She brought out a word too. Hallelujah, glory to God, and that's the way it is. I don't tell, you know, you got to be careful about that. When people are talking about the word, that don't mean you only give the word. You got somebody else that can help you. Hallelujah. Don't try to strain yourself and try to take it all on. But anyway, they came in and they wanted to talk about the Lord. And, you know, yeah, I know the Lord. I know the Lord. And then we began to talk and discuss. Well, if you know the Lord, then, you know, you shouldn't be doing what you're doing. And we went on and on, and it went on and on. And they, oh, yeah, you're right. Glory to God. And see, that was the conversation that we had, and it was really a good conversation. It really was. The whole room got quiet, glory to God. And in a few minutes after they had got all they needed, well, we'll see y'all later. Well, guess what? It's all right. We had planted a seed. One plant. God waters. Hallelujah. One plant, one water, and God gives the increase. And that's what happened. Now, somebody else, they'll go and talk to someone else, and they'll give them some more. Glory to God. Then God's going to bring the increase, and he's going to tell them, hold up. He's going to start talking to them, right? Glory to God. And that's the way it worked. And it worked out good. Hallelujah. And see right here with Elijah, if he hadn't hung around Elijah and got what he had, he wouldn't have known what to do. About him telling, okay, bring me some salt. I'm going to heal this water. Hallelujah. Let's move on. So the waters were healed unto this day according to the saying of Elijah, which he spake. And he went up from thence unto Bethel. And as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city and mocked him and said unto him, go up, thou bald head, go up, thou bald head. And he turned back and looked on them and cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth two she-bears out of the woods and tare 40 and two children of them. And he went from thence to Mount Carmel, and from thence he returned to Samaria. Oh, you see right here, be careful about putting your man on, putting your name, hallelujah, glory to God, not man, putting your name on a prophet, hallelujah, glory to God. You have to be careful about calling people names anyway. You know, people will call people out of their name and think nothing of it. But he said, touch not my anointed. That means my anointed person, don't touch them, and do my prophets no harm. So if you, listen, let me help you out. We're on this show. We're live radio. If you don't believe, hallelujah, in prophets, it's best you just keep it to yourself. Don't go out spreading it, because you don't think just because I can't hear it, it don't matter. God hears it. Glory to God. I don't know why, you know, only, you know, people think that, okay, well, if I say this, then God don't hear it, you know. Hallelujah. But he hears everything you say. Just because that person that you're talking about at that moment don't hear it, he still hears you. He ain't shut his ears up. He hears everything you say and see everything you do. So be careful. You see what happened when they were calling him names and stuff? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look what happened. He cursed them in the name of the Lord. And people don't think you have a right to do that. Well, let me help you. I just read it from chapter 2 of Kings. Hallelujah. So you have to be careful about putting your mouth on anybody. Just don't do it. If you can't say good things and lift people up, then just don't say nothing at all. That's where we're in a world, and in the world system, people are always tearing people down. People are always in people's business. Hallelujah, glory to God. And understand, if truth be told, everybody got some skeletons in their closet. And I'm sure they are in there, and the bones are in there knocking together, knees knocking together. Glory to God. You know them little skinny fingers on a skeleton clacking together. Come on, man. Glory to God. Yours just may not have been whatever the other person was going through. So be careful. Learn how to pray, hallelujah, for people and to help them out, even though that they made a mistake. Learn how to pray. And ask the Lord to help them anyway. You know, it could be something that happened back in the day, and they have just not gotten healed from it. And it's okay. It's okay. Because they might have didn't know how to get healed. They didn't know how to call on God to deliver them. They didn't know how to call on to get them set free. Because a lot of things that go on now, the way things go on now, the people didn't have it back then. Hallelujah. But the parents did the best they could with what they had. They were mourning, you know, and they would get on the mourning bench, and they would pray and seek the Lord and ask God to help them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Lord, I pray for my child and all these things. And Lord, set them free, Lord God. And Lord, lead them and guide them into you. They didn't know, hallelujah, a lot of the stuff that you pray out now, that you can pray out through the word of God. They didn't know it, glory to God. But when they were praying in those situations, they were calling on him and calling, hallelujah, and doing the best they know how. The best they know how. So I encourage every parent, whenever your child, before your child hit that door, take time out. Don't get up late. Pray for them before they hit that door. Think about it and pray for them through the course of the day. Siblings and everything, you know, prayer is much needed in the schools. If you've seen a lot of the things that's going on in the different stores and things and people shootings and all, pray before you hit that door. If you have not prayed, stop in your car and pray before you hit that highway. It don't take you but a couple of minutes to say an earnest prayer. He knows the earnest prayer. He said the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Don't you want your prayer to avail of much? Glory to God. So just stop and pray. Hallelujah. But then we get to this, hallelujah, and we were looking at Elijah and Eliza. If he hadn't stayed up under the man of God, he wouldn't know what he know. He wouldn't have been able to cast no salt into the sea and said, be healed. No more barren waters. Glory to God. He wouldn't have been able, hallelujah, glory to God, to speak a thing and it come to pass. Do you see that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. If he stayed where he was until that he took the man of God away from him. But guess what? He had done imparted in him what he needed, but then he knew, hallelujah, that he said, if you see it, you can have it. Hallelujah. You know, and he was looking for it. In other words, he was looking at everything the man of God did so he could have it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he was in the right place at the right time. Don't you want to be in the right place at the right time? Under the right leaders who can help you, who can lead you, who can guide you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you can get everything you need. My God. He was in the right place at the right time. He didn't leave him. He stayed right there until it was time, hallelujah, to go on his journey because he wanted what he had. But understand, you got to want what they got, hallelujah. If you don't want it, then I'm going to tell you this. Don't play with it. Glory to God. Don't go. Don't. Hallelujah. I know you hear this so many times, but you got to want it. Whatever you want, you can have. If you don't want it, then it's not going to do you any good. If you don't come to a show with a level of expectation to receive the word of God and to get what you need from the Lord, then you're not going to get anything. You're going to walk away and say, you know what, I like her. Uh-huh. She told us about Elijah in chapter 2, and that's it. Nothing else. I got nothing. Because you come looking at the woman and not looking at the God in. You know, when you go and you go to all the other shows that come on, you say, you know what, Lord, I'm going looking for a word, Lord God. As you speak through that man and woman of God, Lord, give me my word out of them, Lord. That's what you do. Hallelujah. Don't look at them, but look at the word that's coming forth out of them. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I want to go back and encourage you again. Don't forget, hallelujah, on Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor, oh my God, they're going to rock your boat. Remember, come looking for a word, always. I'm always looking for the word, hallelujah. And he said, if you look, amen, seek and you shall find. You knock and the door go come open. So always go looking for a word. At 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. Faith come by hearing Elder Bertha ask you, hallelujah, woman of God, praying woman of God. Tear the house down, glory to God. Beat the devil up, sling him upside the wall, and if he try to run back, you're tripping. Glory to God. At 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern, every Saturday. We are the Hour of Power. I'm the first hour. Prophetess Martha Williams, glory to God. The show comes on 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern. And the next Hour of Power is Voice of Truth, Minister Elaine Jackson. 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern. And I forgot to mention, so I'll go back and mention, she is an author. Minister Elaine Jackson is an author. So what I need you to do is hit her up on Facebook and let her know that you would like to purchase a book. It's still for sale. So go ahead and get it while they're getting good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I don't like to leave the show without giving you the invitation. Amen. Glory to God, to Christ. Hallelujah. I want to, if you don't know Jesus and you're not saved, hallelujah, you can get it right here, right now. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord, into what you want me to be, oh God. I repent for every sin that I have committed against you, oh Lord God. I give my whole life to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome. You are now a blood-washed born believer. If you said that prayer, the sinner's prayer, if you would, the prayer of salvation, if you would, go ahead and hit me up on Facebook and let me know that that was you. Glory to God. Amen. Now I'm going to go ahead on and get out of here, but I don't want you to miss it. Now, Ministry Lane coming up next. Go get your glass of water, get some Sprite. Amen. Get you some juice. Amen. And get ready for Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Amen. Have an awesome weekend. We will see you back here on next week.